courage. Truth.
May I offer some perspective on the new iPhone? Everybody's talking about the new iPhone. I came home, my kids, my wife, everybody's talking about the iPhone. Oh, geez, for the love of Pete. All right, let's get a couple of things out. Facial recognition. Spooky, you bet. Better camera. Cool. $1,000. It's a phone. Here's what I'd like to say to America, please. How many people are crying poverty and oppression will be carrying the new iPhone 10? How many? Apple is a domestic phone. Apple is the phone of America because most people in most countries cannot afford a $500 phone, let alone a $1,000 phone. The phone of the people around the world is a Samsung because they're cheap. Yet here, you go to some of the poorest neighborhoods, poorest sections of town, and you're going to see flat screen TVs and Apple iPhones. $1,000 for a phone that is going to be upgraded in what, 18 months? The Apple 11 is coming. To me, this shows how really deeply oppressed we really are. And I want you to think about this. The best of humanity, the company called Apple. Oh my gosh, they're the best of us. They are. What do? They help pit rich against poor. And yet they're selling the phones for the wealthiest 1%. They're selling the $1,000 phone. Apple, which is so good, so ethical, has suicidal slaves making those $1,000 phones in China and paying their workers less than $4,000 a year. Let's do the math on that. 12 months of work has less value than 4 phones. The great socialist-loving, share-the-wealth company, Apple, who tells us how to live, had to admit last year that they pay men more than they pay women. They also own $52.6 billion in treasury bills, which makes them more powerful and the United States government more beholden to government, the government more beholden to Apple than most countries in the world. They also keep billions of dollars offshore to avoid taxes. But remember, they're the best of us. They're the greatest. They're wonderful. Look, I'm probably going to own one of those stupid iPhones. The biggest thing that pisses me off about Apple is their obsession with the clown cars of power cords. I want to know why they insist on making a product that makes Tom Cruise look like a giant. How do they do this? Why do they make all of their power cords freakishly short and completely unusable if you're actually trying to use the phone or the computer and have it plugged in? And why is it they make it completely unable? No one else can make a cord that will actually work with an Apple product. The Apple product that is made by slaves in China. Just want to point that out. To me, the Apple iPhone story screams, don't trust these people. Don't trust these people. They don't walk the walk. They don't live what they preach. All they do is preach, not live it. They preach. They're the spawn of the devil. Yeah, they might. But again, I'm going to probably end up with one of those stupid phones, and I'll love it. I'll love it. Unless, of course, I'm trying to use it while charging it.
It's Wednesday, September 13th. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So while we're here, let's talk about all of the wonderful things that Hollywood is doing to help out the victims of the hurricane. They've just had a big gala where they raised $44 million. Wow. They had a TV network. They had every star known to man. And they raised $44 million. Whew. There's a football player who just raised by himself $32 million.
J.J. Watt.
32 by himself. He did that, you know, with Twitter. I don't know. We'll think about raising some money. Want to help? $32 million later, you spend all of this money, all of this production. You bring in every star on their, and I'm sure they were all driving the Leaf. None of them were driving anything that was seriously. They were all driving a Leaf. And you brought them all together, and, you know, you had the catering trucks and the catering tents and everything else. Congratulations, $44 million. What happened here? Why only $44 million? Because Hollywood is irrelevant, and they don't even know it. Hollywood, everybody is sick. I mean everybody on both sides. They don't need you anymore. To raise money, you don't need people like me anymore. You don't need anybody. You don't need celebrity. You don't need anything. If you have a good cause and you have a direct way to help, it's great. This is technology. We don't need the celebrities. And could the celebrities help? Yes. Yes. J.J. Watt, he is helping. He is helping. The problem is they fail to look at what he did, and that is, wow, people need help. Let's help them. And then I'm not trying to make a political point. I'm not trying to make any kind of point whatsoever. Let's just help them. Is anybody else bothered when you go to church, and every church is like this, when you go to church and they start talking about how you need to love people so you can bring them in to get baptized? That drives me out of my mind.
Yeah, that whole loving people so they join the faith sounds terrible.
No. It does to me, and maybe because I've had shields up on that for so long, and now that I'm sitting in a congregation and I hear people say these things, what it translates to me as, how can we get people baptized? I know. Let's love them.
Again, this does not sound bad. You're saying it's translating to you in a way that it sounds good. If you believe in the faith, you want people to be baptized. You want people to see the light, right? And a good way to do that is, what is it, hate? If you don't want love, what do you want?
No, it is the intent. And I don't think this is in the intent of the churches. I think this is how it is interpreted by some. And that is, we want to change people's minds. So let's go in and become their friends. Well, that's good.
Isn't this the entire
would you listen to me for a second? Would you let me finish?
This is what
would
you say every
let
day
me finish?
On the show.
No. Let's love people. Let's actually love people. Let's actually serve people. Now, I said it's not the intention, it's how it sounds, especially when it's in churches. It sounds this way. And it's why I think we fail. I think we fail as churches sometimes. We fail with people because we have another intent. Our intent is to get you to believe what we believe. No, that's not my intent. My intent is to get you to see that I'm just like you. I'm just like you. I don't need you to believe what I believe. We just have to stop hating each other. That's my goal. Let's stop hating each other. Let's start seeing that we are alike and start seeing humanity in each other. Let's just see that, you know what? You could hate me, but why don't you hate me for real, authentic reasons? Okay?
Right.
Why don't you hate me for that? Until that time, how about we just love each other and cut each other some slack and help one another? And it's my belief that if you are a happy and genuine person, somebody in your life is going to say, you know what? I can't figure it out. You seem to have this mastered. What is it that you have? Well, I'll tell you. That's your opportunity. But we set out with, I'm going to get them in the boat. I'm going to get them in the boat. I'm going to get them baptized. I'm going to do X, Y, or Z. You know what? Do your part, and that is love people. We're missing the love people part. Actually do that. No other agenda. Love people. When you love people, they will see, wow, I like that guy. I like those people. I may not agree with those people, but I like them. Then you have all kinds of opportunities ahead of you. And then that's the time to talk about those opportunities. Hollywood is not, they did not do this because they genuinely love the people in Houston. Maybe some of them did. But far too many of them started doing things like Stevie Wonder. Listen to Stevie Wonder.
We've come together today to love on the people that have been devastated by the hurricane.
Great, music, huh? Great.
When
great.
Love goes into action, it preferences no color of skin.
Oh boy, here we go.
No ethnicity.
Agenda.
But I mean,
no religion.
Agenda.
Beliefs.
Agenda.
No sexual preferences.
Agenda.
And no political persuasions.
Agenda.
It just loves.
Uh-huh, okay, good.
As we should begin to love and value our planet, and
agenda.
Anyone who believes that there is no such thing as global warming must be blind or unintelligent.
Okay. Lord. That sounds like...
the blind guy's telling us that?
Yeah, and that's love. That's a prayer. That's a prayer.
Yeah.
That's a prayer. You must be blind or unintelligent.
Amazing. I mean, of course, and as it relates to hurricanes... That is not what even the global warming thesis says, that there's going to be more hurricanes. They actually say there's been a decrease since 1880 in the number of hurricanes hitting the United States of America. That's an amazing thing. And I think, you know, you kind of look at that and you say, why apply that there? Why insert that into the middle of this? Because you're right. Like the other stuff you're talking about, agenda, you're looking at it. I hate to point this out, but you're looking at this in a cynical sort of way, right?
It's Hollywood, yes.
A correct,
they deserve that,
cynical
yes.
way.
Yes.
But, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying we embrace all races. And,
no, there's not.
Of
there's
course.
Not.
Those are all
there's
things
not.
We actually believe.
I
you
do.
Just don't believe it from these people because, you know, people in Hollywood are constantly
correct.
Coming with an agenda. And then he proves the point seconds later.
Yes.
Again, this
look,
is...
if he said everything that he said, look, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have the Confederate flag, you don't want to stand for the American flag. It doesn't matter. We have to love you and serve you. Period. That would have been great.
It doesn't matter if you believe Harvey and Irma were caused by global warming or you feel that we've seen these storms a million times before and it's no big difference.
Exactly right.
We
have
still
to love
are there
you.
For you. And Ken, it's not that way. You're an idiot, you're blind, you're unintelligent. They can't help themselves.
No, they can't. Because their agenda is more important. And look, I want to make this really clear. Do I want people to find the joy that I have found in my faith? You bet I do. You bet I do.
Should, right?
Right. I have found great joy, great peace. I am alive today because of that. I would not have made it without that. So I do want to share that. But that's not my agenda. That's not what I get up for in the morning. That doesn't, I'm sorry. But that is, to me, I don't even think that was Christ's agenda. That was the result. He knew that would be the result of the way he lived his life and loving everyone. Truly loving everyone. Where are your accusers now? He won't stone somebody who broke one of his laws. He won't stone them. Where are your accusers? Does that mean he was endorsing her? No. I said his agenda is love. Love. And did she go back and get right back into bed with somebody else? Probably not. How many people, we don't know this, but how many people did she change because he just showed love? He didn't stop and say, hey, by the way, and the only way is through me. He didn't do that. He said, where are your accusers? Well, I'm not gonna condemn you either. Go and sin no more. That's it. That's it. Oh, by the way, I did save you, so now I have to do this. Now you have to believe these things. No, he loved. All of our love, it seems to have an agenda. All of the love in the world seems to have an agenda. An agenda-driven love will not change anything. $44 million? That's nice. It's nice. When Hollywood stops with the agenda, maybe they'll be able to make a big impact again.
We've come together today to love on the people that have been devastated by the hurricanes.
Amen.
When love goes into action, it preferences no color of skin, no ethnicity, no religious beliefs, no sexual preferences, and no political persuasions.
Hallelujah.
It just loves. As we should begin to love and value our planet, anyone who believes that there is no such thing as global warming must be blind or unintelligent.
Thank you,
Lord.
Lord,
please save us all.
Oh, the political agenda mid-prayer is something that I just have grown to love so much. By the way, I'm curious, because we're talking about global warming as is associated to these hurricanes. And I'm curious if Stevie Wonder could point out to us whether it is blindness or unintelligence that comes from the Geophysical Fluid Dynamics Laboratory at NOAA. Curious as which one they are. Is it they're blind or they're dumb? Because what they have found, here's a quote, "In summary, neither our model projections for the 21st century nor our analysis of trends in Atlantic hurricane and tropical storm counts over the past 120 years support the notion that greenhouse gas-induced warming leads to large increases in either tropical storm or overall hurricane numbers in the Atlantic." Are they blind or are they dumb? I assume Stevie's going to point this out at some point. I'm curious if potentially they could also, maybe anyone in Hollywood could kind of point out whether they feel The Economist is dumb. Their latest story, hurricanes in America have become less frequent. Going back to 1880, the trend for all hurricanes is down. Over and over again, we've seen this. We've seen this again from NOAA. "It is premature to conclude that human activities, and particularly greenhouse gas emissions that cause global warming, have already had a detectable impact on Atlantic hurricane or global tropical cyclone activity." They're going to throw this stuff around. They're going to put it in the middle of your prayers to try to get this point across. But knowing the facts is going to beat that every single time. Back with more in a second.
Glenn Beck. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
There is a good thing happening in Portland, Oregon, and Pat Gray is here.
It's a great thing.
And you know it's true.
Of course it's true.
It's true.
It's true, and I'm tired of the racism.
Me.
Aren't you?
Me too.
Sick and tired of, fed
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Portland will stop labeling gang members as, well, gang members, because it disproportionately affects minorities.
Okay, well,
so
wait, you mean that the gangs are in the minority areas disrupting?
No, the people being labeled gang members are, there's more minorities than white people.
So there, what,
oh, thank goodness somebody has said this. Wait, okay. No, go ahead.
He's saying is basically they are taking people who aren't in gangs and calling them gang members because they're black. I think that's the point.
Is that
right?
what you're saying? They're inaccurately calling them gang members.
It is people that they have caught in gangs. And people who have shown gang tendencies and people who have been arrested for gang crimes, they tend to label those gang members, but they're not going to do that anymore because more of them were black and Hispanic than
white
people.
Can I tell you something? Finally.
Finally.
No, seriously, I mean this. Finally, the truth can be told because I am sick of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, those white supremacists, I am sick of them being labeled white supremacists because most of them are white.
Most of them are.
Disproportionately
white.
There's not a lot of Hispanics.
No, and I am sick of that label going to members of a white supremacist group.
I'm just waiting for this announcement now. Paging Dr. Apocalypse, your four horsemen are saddling up and ready to ride. Dr. Apocalypse, please pick up the white phone. Your four horsemen would like to talk to you.
Oh, man.
It's just, it's coming. And then this I love. You know, I've got a little thing with the TSA.
You're not a fan.
I'm not a fan. I hate the pat down. And it's gotten worse.
Even though it's named after you.
Actually, it's like, a different kind of pat. I don't know if you know that.
Huh,
yeah,
I don't.
It's a different kind.
Okay, all right.
Earlier this year, they quietly instituted this this new pat down procedure. And then I think this was a reporter from USA Today. And he went through the system and experienced it firsthand. And he didn't love it. he actually didn't love it. He describes the pat down as they run their hand inside the passenger's waistband all the way around, and then they run it up the back of each leg until they meet resistance, which I guess is a buttocks or a crotch.
Or a punch in the face.
Or a punch in the face.
Right.
Then they run it up the front of the legs multiple times until they do the same thing, until they meet resistance.
If you said this in a different tone with some music on, this would actually be sexy.
Do we have any porn music that we can...
I don't think. Handy.
Really?
Then they swipe in the front of his hands over the top of the zipper four times. He says over the...
Well, five times you're going to have to buy me a drink.
Yeah, at least a drink.
Right.
Maybe a steak.
Right. Or a cigarette. Some, you know, five times, depending. It just might... Dude.
And I love this last line. That last part was the most unpleasant. You think? He also mentions the fact that they touched one guy's crotch while he was there 8 times.
Yeah, because there's... I don't know what the number
is. Times.
It's a lot.
Eight times is a lot.
Can I give you a recommendation for what my number would be? Zero.
Zero.
I would like it to
be zero.
Yes, thank you. You're being an extremist, but I sincerely think that's only about 8 times more than someone in an airport should be able to touch my crotch.
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
I think if you... I mean, think of it. Let me just say this. So I went to the airport, and this guy is running his hand over this guy's crotch 8 times. Isn't that something like we would have called the police on?
Yeah. Yes.
This is the police.
I mean, it's like, attention child molesters and sexual deviants. Are you sick and tired of being arrested and even put in jail for your crimes? Have we got good news for you? Instead of being arrested for simply doing what you love, get paid for it. The TSA wants you to molest your way to fabulous pay. It's just, can we stop? Can we stop with it? Can we stop? And it's random.
Yeah.
It's random.
Didn't we spend like billions and hundreds of billions of dollars on security measures that don't involve groping? What are those things we're walking through all the time? Aren't they supposed to find guns and stuff?
That's what I thought. It's not working. It's just not working.
I guess not.
The system sucks.
Pat Gray Unleashed today.
Yeah, the last about 2.5 minutes was the most obvious conversation, I think, in America today.
It should be obvious. It apparently isn't.
I know.
It's policy.
But that is the point. It's it's the most obvious conversation, but I think we're the only ones having it. I think, you know, there's a group of people in America that are like, yeah, totally.
We've become sheep. You want to touch my crotch? Go ahead. I'll just stand here and take it.
What was the lady who had this recently? And she went to a congressman and complained.
Right, we had that story a couple of weeks ago.
Right, and she came back out after like 6 months, and she was like, you know what? I've totally changed my mind. I think
they were doing their job.
They were doing their job, and there's really good. And I think this is a really good thing that people should be not complaining about. I mean, it was. Oh, did they put a rat cage on your face? I mean, I just want to know, are we there yet where there's a rat cage on your face until you're like, no, I'm fine with this. I'm totally fine with this.
Remember when we were in Tampa, Glenn, years ago, and they instituted the 6-foot rule? And this was at strip clubs in Tampa, which, you know, there's only one every 12 to 15 feet. And
you cannot get 6 feet away from a stripper if you're in Tampa.
If you're in Tampa.
Anywhere.
In Tampa.
In church, you are within 6 feet of a stripper.
So they implemented this 6-foot law that was supposed to ban lap dances. Mm-hmm. So the stripper could not come over and sit on your lap. She had to stay 6 feet away. Mm-hmm. And it's like, here is a person who's going into an establishment that both sides are willing to make this transaction. Mm-hmm. The guy is so into it, he's willing to pay to get touched, and yet the government decides they have to keep 6 feet away. You go through a line in an airport, you don't want to get touched,
and you can have your jewels felt up
eight times
by a total stranger, and that's fine. That's perfectly fine.
It's so bizarre.
You just got to deal with it. Sorry.
And the really sad thing is, you're paying for it too.
Yeah, you are.
Though, I mean, they can stick a finger up your and you're like, I don't know, I'm paying for that. And there's no, I mean, I get nothing out of this. I mean, I don't think
an airport. What happened to you?
I mean, if you're gonna do a cancer screening at the same time, maybe.
You should check if there are actually planes at the building you went to. It doesn't sound like an airport.
Before we let Pat escape into the radio broadcast studios just down the hall, I have to get an update on the Alex Jones uncovering of the plot to...
Well, yeah, if you want to know what's really going on.
Yeah.
If you want to know what's really going on in the White House.
Okay, all right.
You want to know what's really going on?
I don't know if this is what's really going on, but...
This is what's really going on.
All right, okay.
Alex said, I believe this was just yesterday, it's known that most presidents end up getting drugged. I mean, obviously,
it's known.
It's obviously
not to
most presidents wind up getting drugged.
It's going to happen to every president at some point or another, is what we all know.
I'm not
sure.
It's in the Constitution.
Read it, this is really known
by anybody but Alex Jones. But anyway, go
ahead. But I've talked to people, multiple ones.
Oh,
it's not just one person. He's talked to multiple people about this, and they believe that they're putting a slow sedative that they're building up that's also addictive in his Diet Cokes and in his iced tea, and that the president by 6 or 7 at night is basically slurring his words and is drugged.
This guy's amazing.
Now, first, they had to isolate him. Obviously, they do that.
Of course.
So notice, he's mentally ill. Oh, he's got Alzheimer's. The president's about 2 months into being covertly drugged every night. Now, I'm asking.
Wow.
I'm risking my life, by the way, to tell you this.
Yes,
what an amazing man.
That's why I was so astounded that he was willing to share this with us.
Yes,
should you be praying?
This is deep state doing this.
Yeah, of course.
He's put himself in grave danger over this. Mm-hmm. I was physically sick before I went on the air because I'm smart.
Wait, he was sick because he's smart?
Well, he's smart enough to know that his life is in danger now
from
deep state.
All right, okay. I thought maybe he was drinking, because does he drink the Rumsfeld plague?
No, I believe he's too healthy for that. He's got supplements he takes.
I do believe that it was Alex Jones that said that Diet Coke was killing everyone because it was Rumsfeld's plague.
Yes, I think he is on that bandwagon.
Is he not saying that with Donald Trump's Coke?
Trump, according to Alex, Trump's such a bull, he hasn't fully understood all of this yet. Apparently, Alex is trying to get it through to him that Mr. President, you know, and in that voice that he has where he slurs his words
constantly
for some reason. Mr. President, you're being systematically drugged every night in your Diet Cokes. But he hasn't gotten it through to him yet.
Huh.
This is amazing.
Trump's just too tough. He's too tough to listen to that kind of nonsense. He doesn't care.
So this is the news that, you know, you don't hear everywhere else.
No.
You just don't hear it everywhere
else. And this news about Alex could lead to other things from the past that Alex has said, too, just as a reminder.
Oh, so you have a reminder.
Want to come over and play?
You have a reminder today?
I have a reminder today.
Okay.
Yeah. It's coming up in a few minutes.
All right. Can we do one sweep up on something that I haven't mentioned because I just think it's ridiculous. Ted Cruz is now being accused as being a porn addict because he liked a porn video
on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
His account did. We should be clear. I mean, he is not. He's saying it's not him.
Oh, you're already making excuses.
Well, I mean, I'm surprised. Some people seem to actually believe it was him. I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, you don't know people. Just don't know people. Could it have been? Sure, it could have been. Do I think it was? No.
A lot of people find porn to be just fantastic. And so a lot of people watch it. That's why they make a lot of money. There's a lot of people in it for that reason. Mm-hmm. So is it possible that Ted Cruz is watching porn? Sure, I guess. Just like it's possible anybody is. Mm-hmm. However, the idea that Ted Cruz is on his official Twitter account searching for porn and mistakenly clicking like seems really unlikely to me. Seems like it's more likely that one of these social media management programs where you can be signed into multiple accounts, one of his staffers is probably in the wrong account and doing the wrong thing in the wrong account is what it seems like. Now, he did blame staffing, and people who think Cruz may have done this are pointing to his response in this situation. He said, in all seriousness, there's a number of people on the team that have access to the account. It appears that someone inadvertently clicked the like button. When we discovered the post, which was an hour or two later, we pulled it down. So it wasn't you. It was a staffing issue, and it was inadvertent. It was a mistake. Is this person going to be disciplined or terminated? We are dealing with it internally, but it was a mistake. It was not malicious. So people are saying, well, why didn't he just say no? It wasn't me. He didn't actually say no in that exchange.
Because this is Ted Cruz. Mm-hmm. Ted Cruz is exact with absolutely everything that he says all the time. Past the sugar, I don't think has ever come out of his mouth. He's exact because he's playing 400 different scenarios in his head all the time.
So
he's answering the question.
So it wasn't you. The answer to that question is no, it was not me. And he said it was a staffing issue. It was inadvertent. It was a mistake. So my reading on that, honestly, is whoever did it is somebody he really likes and doesn't want to fire.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to get down that road where people are going to try to look for that scalp, which is bizarre because the only people who don't like Ted Cruz are basically run porn companies. It's the left that doesn't like him, right?
Well,
I mean, largely
the
speaking,
right doesn't like him either.
That's true. I mean, you know, we have a president of the United States who's appeared in Playboy and run multiple beauty contests in that realm.
Yeah. Could this have been Ted Cruz? Yeah. Is it likely that it's Ted Cruz?
No. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Just from the mechanics of it. I mean, if you're going to watch porn, you're not going on Twitter on your official account.
May I just give you some perspective on this? What difference does it make in your life?